a deep, narrow valley, say 10 by 10, in a field, suppose your field is on a tilt, and the rain comes down and cuts a deep valley in that field, what would you
a
call
gully?
It? Is that a gully? What's a ravine?
A ravine is the space between two mountains that are close.
Bigger than it.
Usually you speak about a ravine, you think about something that's wooded that has trees on it. But a gully is the trees keeps the ravine from being, usually from washing, the land from washing.
Eroding. Mm-hmm. And what was the other city? Would you name the streams as I go?
Ranch. Creek.
Well, and as I came up from Harriman.
Oh, Bitter Creek.
And there were some
and
others.
Little Emery.
Little Emery.
And what, did you cross another creek?
Yes, I did.
Crooked Fork.
Crooked Fork. Mm-hmm.
It's right out here. Now that's where we have our, see that's one of the falls, Potter's Falls, that picture on the wall.
Oh.
It's in Crooked Fork. And this one here is the...
Oh, yeah.
This one here is Lynette's Falls. And that's a lower Potter's Falls. They're all on Crooked Fork.
I see. And the difference, would you explain the small... rises in land,
slow
on down.
Yeah.
Explain the differences from a mountain on down.
If it's not very steep, it's maybe a hill. And if it's lower than a hill, it's probably just a slope where the land slopes gently. And then if it's a mountain, it's real high.
You ever use the term knob?
Mount, yes.
And how about the term knob?
Knob. Yeah, we've got two mountains north of here in Morgan County. One's called Little Pilot Knob and one's Big Pilot Mountain. Big Pilot Mountain. And then the Pilot Knob is a smaller one.
The knob is smaller than a mountain? And
well, in our case it is, but it could be.
But bigger than a hill.
Uh-huh, it's bigger than a hill.
Okay.
It's between a hill and a mountain.
Want
to come back this for that purpose, just all the way from Harriman?
Yes, I do. I'll
stop it.
Okay, and I didn't realize it was getting.
Well, I didn't think about being that.
So, this is